I mean, we've got the mayor to the point where she walks in, she sits down, she puts the headphones on, she plugs them in. We're good to go.
She's a pro.
I am good to go.
That's it. Yeah.
Can I leave now?
Yeah. One of these days she's going to do council. She's going to wear my headphones. I need my headphones. You know? Let's do
that. No. You know, it's perfect. This hour of the morning, I love radio. Yeah. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm ready for TV.
Okay, but not then. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, let me see first, while the boys are here with me, this is the last time we'll talk to you publicly, at least, before the big bang. A week from today, right?
The big bang. I like that.
Now, have you been given, like, a special ribbon or some sort of chair or something? What's going on?
Corsage.
A corsage. Blow up corsage.
I was in Connecticut holding one of my granddaughters in my lap. My cell phone rings. And Veronica Morgan says, "Do I have you at a bad time?" And I said, "No.
It's a great time.
Yeah. And she said, "I'm calling to see if you would be willing to be one of the people that presses the button to implode the plaza." And she says, "But it's going to be real early." I said, "I'll be there."
Okay.
I will be there.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Yeah. And as far as instructions as to what I'm supposed to do and where I'm supposed to be and when, I don't have that yet.
Okay, so do we know how many button pushers are going to be?
When I spoke to Veronica, there were two, myself and Joe Ferrari.
Okay.
And a potential third.
Okay. Now, I mean, this...
So I assume the third has been invited, but I don't know whether or not he has accepted.
We don't want anybody jumping the gun now. See what I'm saying? Because there's going to be a countdown.
Well, is it like the old firing squad mentality? There's three of you, but only one button actually works.
Well,
As I say, I don't have any of the details, so I don't know if it's three buttons and only one is active, or we do the old, you know, rock, scissors, paper, where our three thumbs are together and one's on top of each.
That would be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
That would be. We could play.
Like grabbing the baseball bat and then everybody putting that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so details yet to be
revealed
to me.
Got it. This is what I'm going to ask you. Going to try to get you to commit right here live on the radio.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Now, I think, what time are we doing this, Chase? Do we know when they actually push
6:30-ish.
Okay, 6:30-ish. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's how early, Mayor.
Yeah.
That is early.
If you need a replacement, I'll be glad to be your second stringer.
You know, that is so appreciated. Not everybody volunteers to show up for me at 6:30 in the morning.
I'm up that early every morning.
Yeah, that's true. So what we would probably like to do is say 10 minutes after implosion, whatever that is, we'd probably like to call your cell phone and talk to you live. Could we get you to commit to that, if there's any way?
If I get cell service.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay, good. All right, so good. Guys, all right, we're home free in that we've got... Okay. We'll have one correspondent on the scene.
There you go. A button pusher.
At
6:40 after I've just been imploded and I'm sure there's no noise involved. Yeah. I'm sure I'll be just crystal clear.
Yeah.
But crystal clear? Crystal Park Plaza?
Very
did
nice.
Did you catch that early in the morning?
Please, please implode the right building.
Yeah, right. We're doing the plaza.
Okay, so we got the plaza. Please implode the right.
That would be helpful.
Yeah, sure. Right. Yeah.
It would. All right. We got stuff to do. All right. So the mayor joins us this morning, and I think we've talked about D.C. enough. I don't know if there's anything else you want to say, but we haven't talked to you since you got back.
It was a good trip.
Yeah.
Really was. And kudos to Representative Flores. He just knocked himself out and his staff.
They're all day, apparently, huh, with you.
Arranged for a room, so... You know, in previous things, you're talking to staffers. We were talking to the congressman. Yeah. Both of our senators were there. We got to hear all of them at the same time, and we weren't walking to and fro. Was just excellent. And very impressive to see the kind of esteem he has garnered among his colleagues in just a year and a half. So very impressive. And it's a good trip.
Yep. Let's talk about budget. It's a tough time. I was, you know, reading Matthew Watkins' story, and y'all have, since 2009, you've cut $7 million. I mean, it's something that, and the thing is, it's not like, Now, Brian has had to watch through Nichols for a long time, quite honestly. In College Station, things had been a little better. It's kind of hard to change that mindset, but y'all have been working very hard to do that.
Well, we have, and really credit goes to our city manager, David Neely, and Chief Financial Officer, Jeff Kirsten. They've done a great job. What we're trying to do is, and we got some preliminary numbers, council meeting Monday because we were not a special meeting, but we moved last Thursday's meeting to Monday because a couple of us were in Washington with a chamber trip. But the numbers that we have is that sales receipts are
up, sales tax revenue. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Sales tax revenue is up about 5% for the first 6 months of our fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
Property tax revenue is flat. And that's, I mean, the appraisal districts have come, their numbers have come out, so it's most likely going to stay flat. So, you know, we're probably going to have to cut some more. I think all of us, I can't speak for anybody but myself, but I think all of us are reluctant to raise taxes, especially in this economy. Don't know what the university is going to do vis-a-vis outsourcing. A lot of couples, husbands and wives, both work there. So that's going to have an impact on probably our sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to be cautious and look to keep trimming.
Nancy Berry joining us this morning. If you had not made the change, we would be having municipal elections coming up soon.
Indeed.
You're not. Speak to the idea that you've got, if you will, an experienced council here. There's not going to have to be a steep learning curve with the budgetary process. Is that going to help, even though you're making cuts, the fact that all hands have been on deck for a while?
I think absolutely it will. We've got a good council. They understand the budget process. They've been through it before. We actually changed a little bit this year on the budget process, where we've always kind of just had our strategic planning retreat usually in June, because we've got new council members on board and we want to get them up to speed. And then we go from that, so to speak, strategic planning retreat, new member orientation, if you will, and then go straight into budget process in July and August, because we have to pass our budget by September. Fiscal year is October 1st. So this year, what we said, we changed around. We had our major strategic planning retreat discussion of priorities in January, which most closely follows the department schedules. They start looking first of the year. So the budget process has already started at the department level. So what we're going to have in June is really like a mid-year course reaction,
okay,
you know, where we used to have it in January.
Sure.
Now we're really following what the city departments have done. So we'll have another
meeting
retreat
to do that, yeah.
Yeah. And,
like you say, a course correction, I guess, as opposed to really doing a learning curve, which is different.
Yeah, and yeah. That's different. And so I suspect that our discussions will be, healthy and good, and we'll have, as the saying goes, all hands on deck, because they'll have been there before. So I think that is a real plus.
Primarily, something I think College Station was probably behind, and it looks like you're going to bring it up to the 21st century, is delinquency fees for mm-hmm. people who weren't paying their bills. I mean, there's a lot of money out there that you had to write off, $600,000 or so, and maybe another half million this year. That's a lot of money to
half
have to
million
write off.
So far this year.
That's a good
we've
point.
Got six months to go,
yep.
So we're looking at probably $1 million write off. And what that means is that those of us who pay our bills are picking up the slack.
So now, before the end of the month, y'all are looking at making some changes that will do what, as far as the residents are concerned?
Well, what we're going to talk about is we will consider the changes probably at our next meeting on May 24th. And, you know, everybody who pays their bills consistently on time are paying for the write-offs, and they'll see no change.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is raise the utility deposit amounts for residential customers and the delinquent fees for commercial.
Yeah. And again,
they're 25.
25, yeah.
It's really going to reflect the cost to turn on, because you have someone who has made a deposit of $25. They know they're leaving next month. Things are tight. They don't pay this month, And by the time we get their delinquent notice, it's next month.
They're gone.
And they're gone. Yeah. So we're on the hook for essentially 2 months.
Yeah.
So this is going to hopefully solve that problem or at least cut it down. Because when you're in a tight budget, you're looking for everything.
Yeah. And probably something that should have been done 10 years ago. I mean, because that certainly the students' behavior has, and I don't want to hang it all on the students, but it basically is. It's their behavior that caused that. And then real quick, I know the city had to back off some of its green initiatives because they weren't paying for themselves. But you've got a water initiative that's that looks like it's really going to reap some benefits as far as being able to reuse and reclaim water.
We're going to save about 25 million gallons every year. So that's huge. Think of that as covering all, filling in Kyle Field, but 57 feet above the zone.
I like that. Yeah, let's. Then we're going to freeze the water and play hockey there, right? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Does the SEC have a hockey
don't.
League?
No, they don't. Yeah, no. That could be a
little further south.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But
okay.
But one of the things is that this project has been in the works for more than a decade, and we're probably going to look at Central Park as well, is that the quality of the reclaimed water will help the fields at Veterans Park, which will hopefully attract more teams that will come because it will affect the quality of the playing field.
Sure. There you go. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. Our community interview segment is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. If you have cataract or need eye correction, call today at 776-7564.